Good Shabbos, good Shabbos. So these words of Torah coming from Yerushalayim, coming from the Holy Tzaddik, the Slonim Rebbe, meant to uplift our Shabbos Chazon. The Holy Abt the Rebbe taught that Shabbat Chazon is the highest Shabbos of the whole year. The highest Shabbos. The story goes that the Ruzhiner Rebbe, he was having such a low 3 weeks, so down in the dumps, and we know that the Shekhinah is only sure in a place of simcha, place of joy. And he just told his chassidim, you know what, don't bother coming to me for Shabbos. I don't have any light. I don't have any high spiritual levels. And then suddenly, as Erev Shabbos was descending, he felt so differently. And he started screaming, come, come. And when Shabbos came, I have light. I have madrigas. Of course, the chassidim had come in. Anyways, I have the love of Hashem. I'm feeling it. I see this. I see this at the Kotel on Friday night. Shabbat Chazon is a special, special, special energy. So why is this Shabbos so special? One would think, okay, if you look in the post game, you see, okay, maybe you shouldn't wear Shabbos clothing to the same extent. Fine, wear one less beged according to the Mishnah Berurah. Maybe you can take a hot shower, maybe not. It's still Shabbos, so of course we still make it Shabbos, but you know, it's not the highest Shabbos. Is like Shabbos HaGadol. How could you compare it? How could you say it's the highest level? But that's what the Abt the Rebbe says, so we'll take his word for it. So, the answer is the following. There's a midrash which teaches us that Cain did tshuva. And when Adam saw that Cain did tshuva for his sin with Hevel, he says, wow, you could do tshuva? And he wrote Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbat. So the Chora, it should have said, and he did tshuva. What does Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbat have to do with anything? But the answer must be that there's two types of tshuva. There's during the week tshuva, when I take a sin and I focus on it and I try to get rid of it and I'm sad about the sin. And then there's Shabbos tshuva, where it's not a sur mirav asato, get away from the evil and do good, but do the good in such a way of ava, of dveikus, of attachment, of consciousness, of joy, that the sin isn't shaykh to you anymore. You realize that the sin wasn't really a part of you and you don't want to ever go back to that sin. That's not a part of who you are. Like the Gemara says, even if you did a Avodah Zarah, the terrible sins, Shabbos is atoned for that type of sin. Shabbos is on the level of V'shamnei Yisrael et Shabbat l'doratam brit olam. It's an everlasting covenant. It shows that our relationship with Hashem is everlasting. It's always there, and Hashem is always connected. It's always in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. And then Shabbat Chazon specifically, Dafka, because we're in such a low place, Dafka then, it's revealed so strongly that, as the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Vav says, Bani Matem LaHashem Elokechem, you are the children of Hashem. Ben Kach or Ben Kach, you're the children of Hashem. And this is the idea of Shabbat Chazon. In the Chazon of Yeshayahu, the prophet says, Banim gadalti, children I've raised, v'ramamti, v'hem pashubi, and they have rebelled against us. So, l'chayra, it's not such a happy prophecy. Why are we calling the whole Shabbos Shabbos Chazon? But the idea, according to Chassidus, is that despite your mistakes, you're still my children. I still love you, and you love me, because a father and child love is never extinguished. And this is the Torah that we can tap into on this Shabbos, Shabbos Chazon. Dafka, when we felt so far away, the Kruvim, the Gemara says, or Me'urim, Deva says, they were still embracing each other, Dafka, stronger than ever, from the destruction. It's like a couple that thought they were going to get a divorce, but then they realized their love was just too strong, and they embraced once again. So that's also the Indian of Shabbos Nachmu, but we're not there yet. We're still in Shabbat Chazon. And so, yes, there's ideas in Chassidus. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak says that this is a Shabbos when we have a vision of the Beis Hamikdash. On a simple level, this is a Shabbos when we realize no matter what, we love Hashem and He loves us. We embrace that on this Shabbos with greater Ava, greater Litaneg al Hashem, greater enjoyment of our tefillahs, of our suttas. And on a very, very practical level, if we're talking about tshuva, during this season, of course, Avat Chinam, which can express itself more fully on this Shabbos, in the way that we greet people at davening, and who we invite for our Shabbos meals, and how we speak to our family, how we daven. You can see it, you feel it, especially in Yerushalayim at the Kotel. There's special closeness that needs to manifest itself, and that does manifest itself during this special Shabbos. So, Bezrat Hashem, in whatever your way is, we should do our tikkun of Avas Chinam, of Achdus, of Litanegel Hashem, of a beautiful Shabbos. And if we do have to go into Tisha B'Av without the Beis Hamikdash, then Bezrat Hashem, we know that He's still our Father. And deep inside, we're still connected despite our brokenness, and despite the tshuva hard work that we have to do through the brokenness of Tisha B'Av. Good Shabbos. Have a great Shabbos. Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. If you enjoy this little Torah, please be in touch. Let me know. I'd be happy to send more Torahs. Bezrat Hashem.